Chief Lasada, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much. School is out very soon here. Seniors are already out, and the children will be out of school starting at the end of this week, beginning of next week. And really, it's a time that the citizens in general, the residents in general, Knoxville have to be careful, because now all of a sudden kids are going to be out and about bouncing around.
Yeah, exactly right. One of our concerns this time of year is that kids that had been in school during the daylight hours or morning hours are now going to be out and about, and we don't want them run over. So people need to be a little bit more cautious. And especially at the beginning of the summer, when kids don't always remember the rules, they're just happy to be out of school, so they're running and doing crazy things. So when you're going through residential neighborhoods, be on the lookout for kids, be on the lookout for balls coming out, and anywhere be on the lookout for bicyclists, because they seem to sometimes forget they have to abide by the rules too.
And I think sometimes one of the most dangerous things, like you said, on residential neighborhoods is those unprotected intersections, or those intersections with just yield signs. Just like some cars don't necessarily always abide by the rules exactly, kids are going to be ignoring exactly what those signs are and maybe not necessarily know what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of people on the bikes, especially kids, don't realize they're supposed to abide by the stop signs and yield signs and things of that nature. A lot of kids, the pedestrians, just assume that the cars are going to see them and stop for them. So we have to do a lot of defensive driving this time of year and be safe. You know, knock on wood, we've been very lucky the last few years. We've had very few pedestrian accidents, and that's something we'd like to continue.
And it's also just very important to remember to slow down through those neighborhoods. Even if you're going through an area where you know you don't have a stop sign or a yield sign, just be slow down, and you have to be vigilant of what's going on around you.
Exactly right. It's time to be more alert. And then this is also true in the evening hours as it starts getting dark out. Remember, these kids don't have school, so a lot of them have extended bedtimes. So they might be out later, and even after dark. And in the past where you never saw them out after dark, you might begin to see them. So again, be a little bit more cautious with your driving. Use all your defensive driving techniques, and let's have no injuries this year.
And of course, for parents that have their children that are maybe taking walks to the park or maybe playing outside in the yard, they need to be careful too. You know, you don't want your child being abducted, and that's not something that we've had happen here, but it's something that you got to be constantly vigilant of.
Yes, you know, one of the things every parent should be doing as we get into summer season and sit down and talk to their children about their expectations, what the rules are, where they're allowed to go, or if they have to check in on a regular basis, not to get rides from strangers, and remind them of all those other things. It's very simple things to do. We should be having these conversations on a regular basis with our kids. You know, every kid's going to tell you, "Ma, you told me this last year. I don't want to hear it again." But the more you say it, the more they're going to remember it. And it's never too bad to say these kind of things multiple times.
Is there, are there any other things that either motorists or pedestrians or just safety concerns in general that people should be aware of as the summer months start coming?
Just be more vigilant and watch for things. If you're a pedestrian or a bicyclist, make sure you're dressed in bright, contrasting colors so people can see you from a distance off. If you're out after dark on your bike, make sure you have a headlight on it and reflectors and all those things. If you're out running or jogging after night, we recommend the same thing. Wear reflective clothing or one of these little flashing strobe lights you can buy, so people will see you and you're less of a target.
And another thing we see out in the summer a lot is motorcycles, and those are kind of the same concerns.
Exactly. Be aware that the motorcyclists are out there. Be looking for them this time of year. Your head needs to be on a swivel. When you're getting ready to make turns, double and triple check before you make that turn or lane change to make sure there isn't a motorcycle coming up behind you.
All right, anything else you think people should know?
They should know that they're going to have a great time this summer. Enjoy yourselves, have a blast, and hopefully you only see me to wave hello.
All right, thanks very much, Chief.
Thank you.